Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we have a very, very busy day, a lot to talk about. Ex-NFL player Philip Adams, who allegedly killed six people prior to killing himself, apparently had evidence of severe CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. This is sadly a repeated pattern we are seeing with people. He was a defensive end, and I'm not sure what the answer is, as trauma to the head, repeated trauma, even one blow could put somebody at risk for CTE. So we're going to talk about that. California has announced an indoor mask mandate regardless of vaccination status. A lot of my California listeners are a little ticked off. I get it. I live in an area where we still have the masks and people are wearing them halfway. I get it. I hear you. The Michigan school shooter, his parents were arrested after, I apologize, I just lost his name, the 15-year-old who shot up Oxford High School and killed multiple people, Ethan Crumbly. His parents now are going to be in court for a probable cause hearing as they face charges and connections with the tragedy. So we'll talk about what's happening to James and Jennifer. They each face a maximum prison sentence of 60 years and maximum fines of $30,000 if convicted on all four counts. The tornado that killed multiple people, the tornadoes that affected five states. One of the factories that was very badly affected, the candle factory, apparently eight workers died in the Mayfield Consumer Products candle factory, and employees are saying that they were threatened with being fired if they left before the tornado. That's what's being told. So we're going to be talking about that and how the liability can, that's a big, big no-no. They said some did fear for their safety. They left, not caring if they got fired or not. But apparently 15 workers said they begged managers to let them take shelter in their own homes, and their requests were declined. Pfizer vaccine, we're being told, protects 70% against hospitalization of the Omicron variant. Pfizer also says their COVID pill appears to be effective against the variant. But interestingly, a nonprofit group is going to argue that the FDA has to release documents tied to the approval of the vaccine because they want to look a little deeper into how the FDA approved it so quickly as opposed to other drugs. And the plaintiffs in the case want all the data turned over within the next 108 days. Why? Because that's how long the agency took to approve the vaccine. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a question that keeps coming up, and we keep answering it on the show, is why aren't public officials letting people get a milder variant to help boost their natural immunity? And I'll give you guys the same answer. Even though studies have shown that natural immunity and vaccine immunity combined seem to offer the best protection against coronavirus as a whole, public officials are worried they're going to be sued. Nobody feels comfortable enough to tell somebody to go and get COVID. And I see why there's the confusion among people going, but the study said it works better. What these studies are doing is not taking two healthy people and say, look, you go and get COVID, you don't, and we'll compare your antibodies. What these studies are doing are going back retrospectively or retroactively and going, okay, looks like you had COVID in February of 2020. Or, well, we didn't really test until maybe March, but you had COVID March 2020. You then got your Pfizer booster in January 2021. Your antibodies seem to be higher than somebody who just got a vaccine. So you see, what they're doing is if you had COVID, they're going to then use your, you know, they're going to take advantage of the data set you could provide. But when you have a virgin to COVID, nobody's going to have the guts to say, go get COVID naturally, because again, COVID can kill. There's another doctor in my town who was a quote-unquote anti-vaxxer. I hate that term because I don't know if he was anti-vaccine or if he was just hesitant on this one particular one. He died of COVID. And so, you know, when you see healthcare workers die who were anti-vax or, you know, not enthusiastic about the vaccine, it really makes you unsettled because you're like, how could a doctor with so much, you know, I mean, so much knowledge, especially in pulmonology and critical care, you know, not appreciate the vaccine? It starts to make people a little, you know, worried about what doctors think and what science thinks. So in the meantime, California is going back to masks. So California has announced an indoor mask mandate regardless of vaccination status. This goes into effect as of tomorrow. Why? Because they have a huge rise of COVID-19 infection rates since Thanksgiving. So the state announced Monday that beginning Wednesday, mask wearing will become mandatory in all indoor public settings across California. And it is already, this is now the whole state. This mirrors already LA County and other select counties across the state that have already had a mask mandate. Right now, it's going to last until January 15th until people, you know, less cases come in. They say the state is also going to toughen the restriction for unvaccinated people who attend indoor mega events of 1,000 people or more, requiring them to receive a negative COVID-19 test within one day of the event. If it's a rapid antigen test or within 2 days of PCR, the current rules require a test within 72 hours of the event. So why? Well, there was a 47% increase in COVID-19 case rate changes. Now, I'm telling you right now, all right, for those of you freaked out that you won't still be able to have that exposure because you're wearing the mask, if sadly, most of these masks still allow air exchange, right, obviously, so you'll still probably have the levels of exposure. I don't want to say that's good, though. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I love football. I watch every Monday, Thursday, and Sunday. I'm watching football. I just love it. I love the plays. I love the anticipation. I love the scoring. I love the touchdown celebrations. I'm just a huge fan of football. Sadly, though, as a doctor, when I watch football, I'm always screaming, ooh, ooh, no, ow, ooh, ow. Okay, so, yeah. Hubby screams down the hall, are you okay? What's good? No, no, no. Bad hit, bad hit, bad fall. You know, and so he knows I'm watching the television. And when you see these mechanisms of injury in real time and in slow time, you know, and in replay, it's crushing because you know the damage that's being done. But the players, they look good. You know, they get behind the mic, they do their commercials. I love watching Marshawn Lynch. You know, if you want to go pro like Marshawn, I'm like, I want to go pro like Marshawn. You know, he looks like he's doing great. He looks like he's happy. But then you hear a player like Aaron Hernandez from the Patriots or Phillip Adams from the 49ers, where they get involved in a possible murder or suicide. You see the video of Richard Sherman getting angry at his in-laws. My grandfather, who was a leatherhead, was very strange in terms of his mood swings and getting mad and threatening and all that. You know, my father, he played soccer. He had some real big, you know, mood swings and anger issues. And so, you know, and I believe they all had depression. So this is a link that we keep bringing up on the show, and it keeps being brought up, and I'm not sure where we go from here. So the latest, if you haven't heard, is NFL defensive back Phillip Adams was found to have suffered from stage 2 CTE upon pathology and biopsy. The Adams family, don't laugh about that. We really got to change that. But the Adams family had asked that there be an exam done, and they used Boston University CTE team. They're one of the best. To take a look at and do an autopsy. And Adams was accused of shooting 6 people prior to killing himself on April 7th, if you remember. Those who died were Dr. Leslie, his wife, his 2 grandchildren, and 2 HVAC workers who were at the home at the time. Then Adams killed himself. And again, allegedly, he never was tried or convicted. So his family asked Boston University to perform an autopsy and review the pathology, and according to Dr. Ann McKee, neuropathologist, he had severe CTE, stage 2, which was very, very extensive, severe frontal lobe pathology, they say might have contributed to his behavioral abnormalities, in addition to physical, psychiatric, and psychosocial factors. So Adams was only 32 years old. He played 78 NFL games for 6 different teams, and then when he shot and killed Dr. Robert Leslie, his wife Barbara, allegedly, there was no motive. Nobody knows exactly what happened, but I guess they lived near each other. So today, the doctor, McKee, had said microscopically he had very dense and extensive telepathology and a pattern and distribution diagnostic of stage 2 CTE. CTE is a progressive degenerative disease caused by repetitive head impacts. It can include concussions, but also smaller hits. They have diagnosed right now CTE in over 700 individuals, including 315 NFL players. He had a 20-year career in football. No doubt he had CTE. She said, we have diagnosed CTE in 24 NFL players who died in their 20s and 30s. Most of those football players had stage 2 CTE. Stage 2 CTE is associated with progressive cognitive and behavioral abnormalities like aggression, impulsivity, explosivity, depression, paranoia, anxiety, poor executive function, and memory loss. Now, I believe the Lisa McHale of the Concussion Legacy Foundation said he was desperately seeking help from the NFL, was denied all claims. Doctors said that he had amphetamines in his system, and he had a prescription for it on the day of the shooting, as well as kratom, an over-the-counter drug that seems to have the same effects as opioids. So he was trying to treat himself. So we talked to you guys, we spoke about how athletes are at risk for this. We talked about expatriates tight end. He was convicted, Aaron Hernandez, but postmortemly he was found to have even more severe CTE, stage 3 or 4. So the stages of CTE, like stage 1 is where you lose concentration, you can have attention, dizziness issues, headaches. Stage 2 is when you start getting memory loss. We start to see depression, explosive outbursts. By stage 3, you really have worsening loss of memory, bad judgment, ability to do daily tasks, movement disorders, tremors, and suicidality. You almost wonder if Phillip Adams had more of a stage 3, a stage 2 to 3. By stage 4, you're in severe dementia. You have severe cognitive impairment, amnesia. Now, I have said for years that when an injury is happening to any of our running backs, quarterbacks, defensive ends, tight ends, linemen, whatever, they should immediately be putting these people on oxygen. We know that oxygen helps repair when somebody is suffering from inflammation, because when you have a blow to the head, whether you have been knocked unconscious or not, your brain oscillates in the fluid. The fluid is a shock absorber. The brain oscillates, and you get this coup, counter-coup hit against the skull. So sometimes you might get one blow, but then your brain gets multiple blows as it oscillates back and forth until it finally stops hitting the side of the brain or the side of the skull. So you're going to have inflammation. We need to get oxygen in there. Either give them oxygen or put them on CPAP. And I've said this for years. This has to be studied. There was a case of a two-year-old near-drowning victim. They were able to reverse her brain damage with hyperbaric oxygen. Oxygen at high concentrations. We use it for wounds. Why aren't we using it on our athletes? Now, I also bring up PAAD, or post-athletic activity depression. Michael Phelps has become been very open about his struggle with depression. He admitted at the Kennedy Forum in Chicago in 2018 that he battled depression for years, contemplated suicide, and other people have suffered depression. Terry Bradshaw, Daryl Strawberry, Larry Sanders, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Oscar De La Hoya have all brought up their depression. So PAAD is post-athletic activity depression. It's where after your high exercise or after your Olympics or after your stint in the NFL or NHL or whatever, you could end up getting depressed. So that could be even on top of the CTE. And are we there for our players? Are we there to help them through their depression? No. We're like, you made millions of dollars. Once you're off the team, you're off the team. And, you know, Michael Phelps admitted into going into a depression after every Olympics. Now, we know that exercise gets those endorphins, norepinephrine, dopamine, serotonin going. But after, you know, when you're off, if you notice a lot of these people that have a lot of their symptoms, it's because they're out of their sport. So not only is CTE an issue, but also the post-athletic activity depression. And so, I mean, for me, I'm always thinking, okay, well, you know, one day I'll be in the Olympics. I can only move up from here. But a lot of people that made it to the NFL, a lot of people that won Olympic gold, they don't see themselves as being able to move up. They think they're now on a downward trend. That is crushing. You know, you don't have the fans. The money might not be coming in. You know, and you know, where do you go? And then, you know, I think that the way we approach athletics is marred. We make athletes feel like they are gods. We have them all over commercials now. There's Subway commercials. I mean, Tom Brady. Tom Brady deserves a lot of the quam that he gets. But, I mean, he's not a god. And even in the commercials, you know, I love it, though. They turn to Tom Brady in the Subway commercial, and they go, we don't even have time for this guy. He goes, but I'm Tom Brady. And so, you know, even he makes fun of it, which is really cool. And I think he's got some humbleness to him. But, I mean, you know, we look at athletes as they are heroes. And one thing we learned during this pandemic is there are other heroes besides athletes. Now, mind you, I adore watching what Tom Brady does. You know, Aaron Rodgers, Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. I'm a huge Lamar Jackson fan. I think these guys are great. But maybe we put these people up on a pedestal so much that then when they're injured and they lose it all, they sink lower than they would. And my guess is the suicidality and the CTE is way more rampant than we could even guess. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The governor of Kentucky says there are still over 100 people still accounted for in the aftermath of severe storms that brought tornadoes to the state. Andy Brashear saying the death count has not gone up as crews keep working through wreckage days after the storm.
It ranges now from 2 months to 98 years of the Kentuckians that we have lost, some not even getting an opportunity to experience this life.
The Democrat governor adding that Kentucky is providing emergency housing in state parks for those left without anywhere to go. An appeals court has rejected another attempt by the Biden administration to toss out the Trump-era Remain in Mexico immigration policy. The plan requires asylum seekers to wait south of the border for their court date. USA Radio News. The Biden administration is tight-lipped about a possible trip next week.
Israeli officials are reporting White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is expected to visit Israel next week for discussions on Iran as negotiations continue in Vienna on a possible return to the 2015 nuclear deal. Israeli officials say he's also expected to visit Ramallah for meetings with Palestinian officials. The White House declined to comment on Sullivan's travel plans. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of a New York nurse becoming the first person in the nation to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Sandra Lindsay, an ICU nurse at Long Island Jewish Medical Center in Queens, says she felt hopeful and relieved after getting that first COVID shot. She also says she wanted to instill public confidence in the vaccine that it is safe. More than 800,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I've had multiple surgeries, both male surgeons and female surgeons, and they rocked. I got to tell you, the male surgeons I work with, they just crush it. I've sent my patients to men all the time. I've sent my patients to the female doctors I work with all the time. I haven't seen a gender disparity. But a study has come out, and it's very interesting, and I'm glad it came out because we do need to talk about this, where there was a study where they looked at surgeons and their patients, and they wanted to see, is there a difference between a male-male matchup, a male-female matchup, a female-female matchup. So authors, and this was published in JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association Surgery, authors looked at 1,300,000 patients who were treated by about 3,000 surgeons in Canada. They were either elective or emergent procedures between the years 2007 and 2019. And they found that female patients fared worse when their surgeon was a guy than when the surgeon was a female. Now, when I read that, I'm like, oh, come on. You know, what's the difference? There was no difference between male patient and male surgeon. No difference between a male patient who had a female surgeon. But they did find a statistically significant, about 15% experienced one or more adverse post-operative outcomes. This could be infection. This could be wound dehiscence where it splits. It could be the need to be readmitted to a hospital or death. Authors can't explain why they found this finding, but they want it to be researched. Now, something that keeps coming up that you guys are going to hear is implicit bias. So implicit bias, you know, we all can say, man, I am not racist, I'm not xenophobic, I'm not sexist, I'm not, you know, I don't treat anybody differently. Yet, when I see my gay friends, I'm like, oh my God, and I throw hugs and kisses and all that. Do I do that to my straight guy friends? No. I don't run up to my straight guy friends and kiss them and hug them like I do to my gay friends. I'm closer. So, you know, we will act differently. We act differently around women than men. I was at a party, and apparently everybody started to talk about their breast surgeries. So everybody started kind of lifting up their shirts. Okay, I mean, so me, I would not do that with the dudes, but I did that with the ladies. So we do act differently. We aren't thinking we have a bias. We aren't thinking we're treating somebody differently, showing them my gay friends can see my boobies, not my heterosexual friends. So that is implicit bias, but it's even more serious when some people might assume certain things and then give poor service, poor care. So it could range anywhere from the boobie example I gave you to something more serious as them not getting enough pain medication. There might be, for an example, an implicit bias that's being studied in medicine, is do doctors feel African Americans require less pain control than Caucasians because they think African Americans are tougher? These are things that are being studied because they've seen implicit bias. They've seen where people aren't intending to, but they, you know, like, for example, I told you when I was in training, there would be women screaming in pain during their labor, and many of them were Hispanic women that did not want the epidural. So I would hear some of the OB residents be like, oh my gosh, you know, please, I didn't yell that much when I had a baby. The female doctors were more critical, yet the male doctors would run in and say, what do you need? You know, and I'd be looking at that going, well, that's implicit bias. Women may be like, girl, please. You know, I didn't go through that, and yet a male doctor's like, okay, you know what? I don't know what you're going through, so I'm here for you. So implicit bias can't exist. But the one thing that we keep seeing in these studies is women don't seem to do as well with a male provider. Now, that's never been in my history. I've always done amazing with male providers. But could there be some differences that need to be addressed? Well, one thing we never do in medical school, and we started to, until, I guess, I don't know if the woke movement took over or whatever, but nobody actually says men and women are different. Men's bodies are different. Women's bodies are different. The pharmacokinetics of us taking medication and eliminating them and absorbing them, it's different in a male and female. I wrote an article on this, so you guys can look at it on my Twitter and Facebook. So if men and women differ in how they absorb a medication, why aren't we dosing men and women differently? Now, the Pfizer vaccine. In the clinical studies, I think it was pretty much equal men and women seemed to have similar antibodies. Okay, so now more women are being studied. Maybe we're going to see some more data. But I've seen 110-pound women get the same antibiotic dose, the same blood pressure starting dose, the same diabetes starting dose as a 250-pound man. Do you think maybe we need to investigate? Maybe dosing needs to be a little different? whether it's weight, whether it's the way a female might absorb medications. We found that menopausal women may absorb medications differently than premenopausal. Do we adjust the dosing? We adjust the dosing for renal and hepatic issues, but we don't really do that with sex or gender. So then if somebody says females have, you know, different outcomes, maybe somebody needs to look at it. You know, the skin is different. There's been studies looking at a skin's pH, water sugar, sebum production. A woman might heal differently from surgery than a male. Does anybody take that into account? So, you know, we treat women exactly the same as men sometimes in terms of our medications, in terms of our treatment. Maybe that could be a reason why we sometimes see a change. Now, the only reason why I'm not completely sold on that is because the women-to-women surgeon and patient didn't have as many adverse events. And so female surgeons will operate similarly to male surgeons. So I don't know if that theory can hold enough water. But what we do know is women are treated, so not only are they treated exactly the same as men, which might have to change, but they're also treated different. And we've spoken about this. So when a male doctor sees a female patient, everything has to stop until there's a chaperone. There has to be a witness in the room. Because, again, that doctor could be at risk of being accused of assault. And there have been doctors that have committed assault. There's been nurses that have committed assault. So now, anytime a doctor goes into a room, he makes sure there's somebody there. So in case somebody falsely accuses, he's got a witness. Well, that's a much different dynamic in a very small treatment room than two dudes. When a male doctor gets to walk into another dude, they'd be talking and whatever. But, you know, when you have, okay, well, we have a female on the bed who's naked. We have now my female nurse. We have this. He's not going to probably talk to her the way he might talk to another guy. So, and even if he consciously goes, no, I'm going to treat them the same. Subconsciously, it's different. These treatment rooms sometimes are super small. I've seen doctors rush out of the room because they get claustrophobic. So if you don't have to have that chaperone, it might be a much different encounter. So men might have that, you know, I guess male patients might benefit from that in a way because there's less people in the room. The other thing, too, is for years I was told women go to the doctor more, women see doctors more. That's something that pervades medical schools. So a bias that could happen, an implicit bias, is here's a female. The doctor comes in and goes, you know what, she's been to doctors all the time. She comes in all the time. She knows enough. I don't have to spend as much time educating her. Because there's that stereotype that she goes to doctors all the time. So I think we do need to look a little bit more into, do male and females need different approach in medicine? And how much chaperones in the room alter the encounter? 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I always tell you guys like it is. You know, we knew that things would not go back to normal when the extra unemployment benefits stopped September 6th. We knew that it would still be sluggish. And we are going to probably still have challenges throughout 2022. But I'm not lying. I'm actually optimistic about what January is going to bring. I think we are going to see a change in attitude and more people starting to get back into the workforce. And we have joining us next Dr. Christine Crawford, Chair of Diversity and Inclusion Network at YPO, to kind of talk to us about what she's seen and where she thinks the economy and businesses are going to go in terms of hiring. Dr. Crawford, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, we appreciate it. Because we need some good news. Yeah, we need some good news. So talk to us about what you and your team at YPO are seeing.
So YPO is a community of over 30,000 CEOs and presidents in over 100 countries. So global business leaders, and we surveyed them and have a sample that responded to share with us their kind of outlook and their concerns for the coming year. And so the great news, as you just shared, is that over 80% have a favorable outlook for the coming year. So 34% were very favorable, and then nearly half were somewhat favorable. So I think business leaders see good things coming, but they are concerned, as are probably most of your listeners, around inflation. So 71% were concerned about inflation and how to deal with that. And other challenges that are on our business leaders' minds include supply chain disruptions, talent, and then operating restrictions, again, because we're global in nature.
Yeah, and that's a great sample size, too, because you're looking at these over 1,700, right? I think there are at least 1,700 chief executives that participate in this over 100 countries. That's a pretty good sample size. If they're feeling optimistic, that's great. A concern, though, I know that a lot of small businesses have is how do they compete and get staff if they are competing with larger businesses. What sort of advice are you giving smaller business?
So I think it is, this is the thing, right? There are benefits and challenges to both, right? And so if you are a large business, then you have the resource. But the thing that you don't have, or that is a lot harder to do in a large business than it is in a small business, and where I think small businesses have an edge, is being able to listen to your employees, right? Mm-hmm. So you're closer. It's a lot easier to get a feel for what's important to your employees. And oftentimes the things that we think are important are not the things that are important to our employees. And if you have a small business, you are in tune with that. And so how you figure out how to provide it, because your resources aren't as great as a large organization, that's going to be where the challenge is. But your ability to listen and respond and make your employees feel valued is so much greater.
No, you are so true. So personally, I own a couple salons, smaller scale, and we lost one stylist to one of these big, huge chains. And I talked to the manager about it, and I go, I bet they're not going to do what we do in terms of schedule, in terms of bonuses, in terms of that. And within weeks, we get a call back, and she's like, you guys worked with my schedule and my kids and my, it really does. You do bring up a great point where if you do have that small community family type people, they might want, maybe a different style paycheck or different sort of benefits, but sometimes what they really want is flexibility and access to the boss and being heard.
And we all want that, right? And so we all this is my personal kind of mission, is to support and encourage spaces where everyone is genuinely seen and heard. And that is something that small businesses are much, we're equipped to do. That's what you mm-hmm. do, is respond to your customers and your employees.
Mm-hmm. So one thing that I think a lot of doctors, or a lot of employers miss is the mental health benefits. We struggle to find health insurance, and boy, was health insurance expensive. It was not easy for employers, but the mental health benefits are huge. Talk to us about that.
So it was something that I was really grateful to see, is that 35% of our business leaders are investing in the mental health of their employees. And so that's huge. I think that we've all been through a lot. I think mental health has always been important, but I think living under the conditions of the pandemic has brought a lot of that to the forefront. I think a lot of people have lost loved ones, and lots have had illnesses themselves, still struggling with some of the consequences of the pandemic, and if they've had COVID themselves, or care that they may not have received during the pandemic. So I think just realizing that part of that health of our employees is not just physical, but also mental and emotional, and how do we provide that? And then 50% of our respondents don't have those benefits yet, but they're planning to add them. So it's really thinking about, how do I support my employees and their mental health and their well-being.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Dr. Christine Crawford, Chair of Diversity and Inclusion Network at YPO. I hear from employers, I hear from employees, there's a disconnect. Employers think that many of the employees use their leave for, you know, non-medical issues. Employees don't think they get enough leave. One thing I had suggested is more creative ways to manage the leave. So, like, for example, many times employers will give everybody new leave in January. Why doesn't the new leave start right before flu season? And so then, because many people feel like then they don't have leave and then they work through flu season, get other people sick. Or maybe leave doesn't have to just be given once a year. Maybe leave could be sprinkled where after 3-4 months, you get another couple weeks, something like that. I think there's a lot more creativity that employers have at their disposal that might ease up some of the issues they have when a whole bunch of people take off at the same time.
And so as we talked about, 74% are talking about flexible work schedules. And so it really is figuring out, given the needs of your business and your employees, how do you reconcile those two, right? And so there's lots of different ways that companies do leave. And so what you refer to is as a accrual method. And after a certain number of, you know, days in a month, you accrue. So you don't have all of your leave at the beginning of the year, but you have it kind of spread out over time. And so there are lots of ways to do it. But again, it's really about listening and figuring out what policies that you can have in place to make sure things are fair for all of your employees, but in a way that accommodates them and you and your customer.
Absolutely. In the last minute or so, there are means where there are support communities that can help not only employers but employees. Tell us about those.
So if communities like YPO, and if you're an employer and can create those communities within your workplace, it's really important for everybody to go and have the support that they need. So it's about having folks who you can share your wins with, but who also care enough about you to say, okay, so we stumbled here, we need to do this better, or have you thought about the consequences, or could you maybe look at doing this a little differently? And so supporting those networks where you have safe spaces for there to be an exchange of ideas, to share your wins, and again, to help challenge you to do better is really important. And we all need that. And so YPO is that community for lots of CEOs and presidents, but it's something that we can all create, not just in our personal lives, but our professional lives as well.
I love it. And what the YPO Global Pulse provided, some fascinating information that's very helpful. How can people find out more information?
So we'd love for you to come visit YPO.org. Again, that's YPO.org to learn about our community and the survey results.
I love it. Well, thank you so, so much. Merry Christmas, and we can't wait to have you back.
Happy holidays to you as well.
You take care. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.